Kerala, and tolerant Islamist mob attacks Tamil family, assaults women and children for celebrating Deepavali. Kochi. A case has been registered in Muvattupura, Ernakulam district, in connection with the attack on houses by a gang led by a neighbouring policeman. The reason is simple, a Tamil family living there set off firecrackers to celebrate Deepavali. The incident took place in the marketplace in Muvattupura around 8:30 p.m. on October 24. The attackers stormed into the houses of Tamil community members and assaulted the members of the families, including women and children. They demolished their stoves while they were cooking Deepavali sweets and snacks. Thanka Pandyang and his wife, his parents P.T. Pandyang and Meena and Bhaskaran were brutally assaulted. The 7 and 5-year-old children were pushed down. Bhaskaran sustained injury underneath his eye due to the attack by a sharp weapon. There was also an attempt to snatch the gold chain of a woman. The victims have been living in the market area for the last several decades. They cook the snacks and sell them for their daily bread. They complained to the police that they were attacked for setting off firecrackers in connection with Deepavali. A police official, Rafiq, Armed Reserve Police, and 3 others are the accused in the case. It was a gang attack. The injured, including women, are hospitalized. The Tamilian Collective submitted their complaints before Muvattupura Police and Tamil Nadu Chief Minister. Even though there were attempts to bring a compromise and settle the case, police officials did not oblige. The initiative came up from local political leaders. Some compensation monies were the bait. But, when senior police officers came to the scene, the middlemen left. The local people observed the incident as a serious issue. It looks like a classic example of religious fundamentalism determined to kill Hindu traditions and faiths. It is in tune with the larger design against Hindutva. Since Kerala is the safe haven for the religious fundamentalists having all sorts of blessings from both the ruling CPM-led Left Democratic Front and the opposition Congress-led United Democratic Front, these sorts of incidents are not at all any surprise to anyone. Thank you for listening to The Organizer.